A Different Resurrection by Beyond Today writer Lorelei Nettles. Most Bible readers readily acknowledge Christ's resurrection from the dead after his crucifixion. There are also those who don't believe their loved ones are swept off to heaven at death, and may even talk about the resurrection of the saints at Christ's return, those who were Christ in life and are then transformed into spirit beings to serve with Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. But there is another resurrection most people don't speak of. They may not have ever noticed it in the Bible or even been taught it in a church. Christ's second coming is promised. His followers will be resurrected, and they will teach God's way to those still living on earth for the 1,000-year period that follows. What most don't realize is that there is more to the story. There will be a future for both those who are followers of Christ and also for those who are not at this time. Revelation 20, verse 5, Revelation 20, verses 11 through 12. The rest of the dead in verse 5 references all who have died. Surprising? It was for me when I first read it. God doesn't want to lose anyone. He desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, Modern English Version throughout. Knowing this fact is very important to understanding why God's plan includes this real chance at redemption. Too many people think there is no chance for loved ones who never believed in God or accepted Christ. But there is hope. A loving father who wants to give his children every opportunity possible to change. A day of judgment. There will be a face-to-face meeting of people from all time. All people, young and old, brought before God that they may be judged for their deeds. Scripture mentions that the people of Sodom, Tyre, Sidon, Nineveh, and the Queen of Sheba will all be together on the Day of Judgment. Luke 10, verse 14, Matthew 11, verses 21 through 24, Matthew 12, verses 40 through 42. Notice verse 41, "But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the Day of Judgment than for you." Without a second resurrection, the preponderance of people would have no hope and would suffer eternal death with no opportunity at conversion. Imagine every single person who ever lived getting a chance for eternal life. The only exception will be for those who were given understanding by God to his way in this life and rejected it. They had their chance at salvation, their only chance, and they threw it away. Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. Hebrews 10, verses 26 through 29. What people find very difficult to believe is that even those they consider to be bad will be given an opportunity for salvation. There will be people from throughout time resurrected, good people, and those we might call bad or evil, but their character is not for us to decide. God is a loving father, and he understands his children. He knows that given a chance, most people will change and turn to him. What could be better than all people following Christ and living God's way? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.